From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. In 1965, the Beatles released the album Rubber Soul. The band was still touring, still rushing into the studio to record fresh songs at a frantic pace. But Rubber Soul slowed things down and took the group in a new direction.
I once had a girl, or should I say, she once had me. She showed me her room, isn't it good?
Norwegian Wood was one of the songs on the album Rubber Soul. And if you're in the market for a 40-year-old record album that many fans and critics agree cannot be improved upon, with all the songs re-recorded by younger artists, then have we got a deal for you.
I once had a girl, or should I say, she once had me. She showed me the room. She showed me her room. Oh, isn't it good? Norwegian Wood.
Tomorrow, Rubber Soul again goes in a new direction. Same songs, new title, new performers. Many of the artists weren't born in 1965, the year the album came out. And this time, Norwegian Wood sounds like this, as performed by The Fiery Furnaces. The new version of the old album is called This Bird Has Flown. NPR's Art Silverman knows the original, and he's heard the new release.
And of course, I like the original better, but who cares what I think?
Think for yourself, 'cause I won't be there with you. I left you far behind. The ruins of the life that you have in mind.
Each artist interprets his or her song from Rubber Soul differently. This one's by the Yonder Mountain String Band. Talk to some of them and you learn that the reason they participated in the project was adoration. Listen to the comments of Nellie Mackay and Rhett Miller.
My God, it's one of the greatest albums of all time.
Rubber Soul is my favorite record of all time. My mom started playing
Beatles,
it for me.
So it probably would have been on our beat-up tape recorder, homemade tape in the kitchen.
And too, I was asking if Nowhere Man was about
Norwegian Wood. And we sang that in chorus in high school.
Mackay is a 21-year-old singer-songwriter who mixes torch songs, rap, pop. Miller is lead singer and songwriter for the alternative country group The Old 97s. They're among the Fab 14 featured on this new, old album. Rubber Soul was a pivot point between She Loves You, Yeah, 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 and Elementary Penguin singing Hare Krishna, Man, You Should Have Seen Them Kicking Edgar Allan Poe. It was a quiet album of complicated emotions, and that appealed to Nellie Mackay.
If I needed someone to love, you're the one that I'd be thinking of. If I needed someone, if I had some more time to spend, then I guess I'd be with you, my friend. If I needed someone.
You want to pick something maybe that is less well known, actually, because then maybe you can go in a different direction with it. I mean, you're never going to be the Beatles, and especially not just when it's one of you.
If I had some more time to spend, then I guess it'd be with you, my friend, if I needed some.
When it was his turn, Rhett Miller chose to color within the lines on his remake from Rubber Soul.
Is there anybody going to listen to my story, all about the girl who came to stay? She's the kind of girl you want so much it makes you sorry. Still, you don't regret a single day.
To me, Girl is kind of a bitter song where she's not appreciating how hard he works, and she's... You get the feeling that he cares about this person, but he's also angry at her. And it's a little creepy. I mean, there was elements of misogyny, I think, in some of this Beatles stuff. But there was text, and there was subtext, and there was an interesting character who was speaking. And he wasn't the smiley, dimpled lead singer. It was somebody else.
40 years is a long time, especially in the music business, but Rhett Miller says he connects to the model the Beatles established.
It was a band that wrote their own songs and performed their own songs and had a vision, and and they seemed almost like a biker gang or something. And there's something really appealing about that. And I know rock and roll was born in the swamps of the southern part of our country, but rock and roll as we know it, or as I'm have made a career out of it, is something that's it's a lot like being in a little army where you go around and you make your own bullets, late at night with your pen. You sit around on your guitar and you write these little songs, and that's your ammo. And you've got your guys with you, and you just kind of go from city to city trying to conquer them. And that was the Beatles' invention.
Misogyny? You want misogyny? John Lennon served it up in 1965 in the meanest Beatles song ever. Or maybe it was just a very bad joke. If it was a joke, then the cowboy junkies got it and turned it around.
Well, I'd rather see you dead, little boy, than to be with another woman. You better keep your head, little boy, or you won't know where I am. You better run for your life if you can, little boy. Hide your head in the sand, little boy. Catch you with another.
If these revisionist interpretations of songs you love upsets you, keep in mind, had the Rolling Stones and The Who tried their hand in 1965 at songs from 40 years before that, they might have played them differently too. Tinkering with hit songs from 1925 like Sweet Georgia Brown and Tea for Two would have made purists simmer. So maybe it's best to treat any remake as an entirely new thing. A way for younger listeners to find their way to the Beatles, and for older ones like me to check out the latest CDs from the Fiery Furnaces and the old 97s. Art Silverman, NPR News.
You can read about the making of Rubber Soul and compare songs from This Bird Has Flown with the Beatles' 1965 originals at our website, npr.org. This is NPR, National Public Radio.